Hey guys, happy Wednesday. I just realized this, but 2020 is almost over. And that's kind of weird to think about. But we're in November, and in less than 2 weeks, we're going to be in December, and 2020 is going to be over. And this may sound like really sad and dark, but I honestly didn't think we were going to make it through 2020. Like, because at the beginning of the year, some things started to go down, and my expectations weren't that high, and I thought the world was gonna end by, like, June, honestly. But it's just crazy to me that we're about to go into 2021, and the year's about to be over. But yeah. Remember, last year, around this time, people were getting so excited. They're like, yeah, we're about to go into a new decade. 2020 is about to be here. I have all these goals, all this stuff I want to do. New decade, new me, new awesomeness. And people were so excited. And I was looking forward to a new decade. I just thought it was cool. And I had these goals and stuff. But then 2020 actually got here, and everything was thrown out the window. And I'm like, why was I even looking forward to 2020 in the first place? Like, when I actually got here, I'm like, why was I so excited? But even through all the trauma this year, even through all the chaos, all the heartbreak, all the loss that we've had to deal with, I'm glad to say I've still been able to see God's hand through all of it. I've been able to see God at work. Like, yes, this year has been pretty bad. I'm not gonna say terrible, but it's been pretty bad. No one expected this year to go how it went, but I really encourage you to take a step back and look around and just look at how God has worked this year. Look at what he's done this year for you, for your family, for a friend. Just look. It might be hard, because whenever someone thinks of 2020, we just think of COVID-19, or we just think of death, or we just think of injustice. And it's okay to think about those things, but remember that we need to also remember how God has worked this year. I encourage you just to take a step back and try to see how God has worked in your life this past year. But we're not talking about that for this podcast. For this podcast, the title is called Remain, and so I'm going to just be talking like I usually do, and yeah, so the main verse we're going to focus on is John 15, 4-5. So I'm going to put myself out there again, but oftentimes I focus on the wrong things, and I think that's for anyone, but sometimes I will mainly focus on the wrong things and not even be focusing on the right thing. And I'll give you three examples. One is, before COVID, I would work in the nursery with all these beautiful, amazing kids. And sometimes they'd be like, Miss Alyssa, come here. I want to show you something. And I'd go over, and they would have built this humongous tower that was made out of blocks. And I'm like, wow. And these kids are so happy. Their eyes are all big. They're smiling all big. They're running around the room just so happy and proud of themselves. And I sit there, and I look around the room, and I see the big mess they made. Stuff was pulled off of shelves. Bins were flipped over. And I'm sitting there just dreading having to clean it up. Like, that's just what's going through my mind. I'm not even focused on the tower at this point. I'm just dreading having to clean up this room once they leave. Another example is that me and a friend might be going to, like, hang out or something and just go out and have fun, because we haven't seen each other in a while. And I'd be so obsessed with finding what to wear, figuring out where we're gonna go, or figuring out what we're gonna eat, rather than getting excited about the long conversations and all the laughs we're gonna have, you know? And the last example is when we were actually in church. I feel like this applies to everyone, just not me, but sometimes when we were actually in church, the choir or the praise team may be up on stage singing, and we're just worshiping, we're singing songs, and then the choir messes up, or the praise team messes up, and it just makes it really awkward. And sometimes I'll focus so much on that mess up, I'll be like, dang, she should have went 2 octaves higher, or dang, she did not hit that right note, or he didn't get the right lyrics. I'll be focusing so much on how they messed up rather than the actual song and the actual message from the song. So those are just three examples of how sometimes I'll focus on the wrong things, which is bad. But in John 15:4-5, it says this: "Remain in me and I in you. Just as a branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains on the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me." When I first read that verse before prepping for this entire podcast, all I heard was bear fruit, or to be more specific, why aren't you bearing fruit? And like I said, I will focus on the wrong things a lot of times. And when I read Jesus' words, I heard all of the goal, basically, and none of the grace. I want the end result. I want to bear fruit, but I forgot the means or how you need to produce fruit, you know? So that's how I was focusing on the wrong thing again. I want to bear fruit. I know that we need to bear fruit, but I wasn't focusing on what you need to do to bear that fruit, you know? Yes, bearing fruit is important, and yes, we need to love others, and yes, we need to give grace to a world that will oftentimes misunderstand us and even hate us. But when I looked back and through John 15, Jesus wasn't commanding his disciples to bear fruit. His command was to remain. When we remain, when we abide in the never-ending love of Christ, the unconditional love of Christ, then the fruit will come. But only then will the fruit come, when we for real abide in him. We bear fruit when and only when we are abiding and spending time with the true vine. The true vine is Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit in us. Having the Holy Spirit in us, that's what I like to call the fruit producer. Like the verse said, we are simply the branches. The Holy Spirit is producing the fruit, and we have the privilege of displaying that fruit, you know? Guys, Jesus Christ, he came to make us new. He didn't come to this earth to be our friends. He didn't come to this earth to make us happy and to be all buddy-buddy and all that stuff. He came to make us new. He came to redeem the dead branches that we are and to give us everlasting life. When we remain in him, when we rest and dwell and abide in him, we realize that he is the only source of our strength. He's the only source of our goodness, and he is the only way we are able to bear fruit. The encouragement I want to give you today: let's focus our eyes on the true vine. Let's focus our eyes on Jesus Christ. Because at the beginning of this podcast, I was explaining to you how at times I'm focused on the wrong things. I'm focused on how the choir messes up the songs. I'm focused on the mess inside of the nursery. I'm focused on what I'm going to wear when I go with my friend. But I wasn't focused on what really mattered in those situations, you know? That's why I wanted to focus this podcast around. I wanted to encourage you guys that we need to focus our eyes on the true vine, because sometimes our focus will be so shifted. Our focus will be on the things of this world. There's so much around us right now that can distract us. We'll be focused on the wrong things when we should be focused on bearing fruit and focused on spending time with the Lord. We need to focus our eyes on the true vine. And we need to be about the business of remaining in Jesus Christ. We need to trust his Spirit and, again, be about the business of bearing fruit in our own lives. That's what our focus should be. Our focus should be to remain in Jesus and to trust his Spirit and to bear fruit in our own lives. That's all for today's podcast, guys.